Our sisters, let's begin by reading three sections in the Bible.
首先我们请大家翻开约翰福音第一章。
First, let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们请先来读第二十九节。
We'll read verse 29.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1, verse 29.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
这个除去世人罪孽的，也可以说是背负世人罪孽。
It says the one who takes away the sin of the world is also the one who bears the sin of the world.
我们再请读三十三跟三十四节。
In the same chapter, we'll read also verses 33 and 34.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的，对我说：“你看，圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，就谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
Verse 33. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water and said to me, "Be upon whom you see the Spirit descending,"remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
我们再请来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章，我们来读21到25节。
We'll read verses 21 through 25.
你们蒙召原是为此，因此基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪。
For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his footsteps.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
He committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
While being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
最后我们请大家翻开启示录，我们读启示录第六章。
Let us turn now to Revelation chapter 6.
因为时间的关系呢，我只用中文读，然后弟兄姊妹讲英文的呢，就一起跟着看。
For time's sake, our brother will only read in Chinese, and if you read in English, just follow along.
我们从第六节读到第十四节。
Read from verse 6 through 14.
我看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做 祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。我又看见且听见宝座和活物并长老的四的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。是活物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
That was Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 to 14.
好，我们开始之前，请再有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let us have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks for your grace.
让我们在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨，一同聚在你的施恩宝座前。
And on this first day of the week, which is the day of your resurrection, that we are gathered before your mercy.
我们一起把心中的感谢赞美颂赞归给你。
Offer up our thanksgiving and praise from our hearts to you.
主，你不仅来到地上成为我们的救赎。
Not only did you come down to earth to be our salvation.
你背负了世人的罪孽。
For all of the sins of the world.
主，我们也感谢你，如今你坐在父神宝座的右边。
We thank you that today you are seated at the right hand side of the Father.
你得到一切的尊贵、荣耀和敬拜。
You receive all of the glory and honor and praise.
主，我们早晨一同聚在你跟前的时候，愿你从天上再一次赐下你的恩典。
As we gather before you this day again, we ask that you would pour out your grace upon us.
当我们一同在你面前领受你的话，愿圣灵能够丰富的与我们同在。
As we receive your word, may the Holy Spirit be with us.
求你亲自把你的话解开，让我们眼睛得开，看见这一位如今坐在宝座上的羔羊。
May you reveal your word to us and open our eyes that we may see the Lamb of God who is seated upon the throne.
他很快就要回来。
And he will return very soon.
在地上建立起他的王国。
And will build his kingdom upon you.
我们在这里一同等候主。
We are all here awaiting the Lord.
我们把感谢敬拜再一次归给你。
He's going to give you all the glory and praise.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹这是一个黑暗、弯曲、悖逆的世代。
This is a dark and twisted time.
我们看见国攻打国，民攻打民，并且到处有瘟疫、饥荒。
We see nations fighting nations, people fighting people, and in the midst of all this, there's still the pandemic.
我们知道主回来的日子近了。
We know the day of the Lord's return is soon.
当我们仍然处在这样一个试炼的一个世代当中，
As we're living in this trying time,
我们何等需要对于主有更深刻的认识。
We need to know even more deeply our Lord.
早晨，我们要来一起交通神的羔羊。
This morning, we'd like to share with you all the Lamb of God.
只有当我们对于主有更深刻的认识，我们才能够在跟随主的路上信心更得着坚固。
Only by knowing the Lord more would our walk with Him be more firm.
我们更清楚明白我们侍奉的是谁。
We more fully understand whom we serve.
乃至这一位万王之王，万主之主。
Who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们 的信心能够坚持到底。
Our faith would be firm until the end.
并且将来与他一同得荣耀。
And to the point where we would receive glory along with him.
所以刚刚我们开始读的这个约翰福音第一章那里。
So the first verse we read in John chapter 1.
施洗约翰看见主耶稣来到他那里的时候。
When John the Baptist saw the Lord Jesus come to him.
他说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
He said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我们在这里继续往后看的时候 约翰在那里得着启示呢，他从神那里知道这一位就是神的儿子。
As we look back, we see that John the Baptist here saw the Lord Jesus and knew that he was the Son of God. It was revealed to him that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God.
我想我们对这一段话都很熟悉。
I'm sure that we're all very familiar with this, these words.
神的羔羊在我们的印象中他乃是背负我们的罪孽成为我们的赎罪祭。
The Lamb of God, someone who bears our sins and is our propitiation, or someone who paid the price for our sins.
但是我们需要从神的启示的光中来对于这一位神的羔羊有更深入的认识。
But we need revelation of the Lord to more deeply understand who the Lamb of God is.
首先约翰看见主耶稣实在说来约翰并不是说他在肉身里面他不认识主耶稣。
When John the Baptist spoke of the Lord Jesus, it's not that he didn't know the Lord Jesus in his flesh.
我们知道约翰的母亲伊丽莎伯她是主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚的亲戚。
We know that John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, is a relative of the Lord Jesus' birth mother, Mary.
他们从小应当是彼此认识的。
And they should know each other in their youth.
当玛利亚受天使的启示她要从圣灵怀孕的时候她起身去看望玛利亚看望这个伊丽莎伯。
When Mary received revelation from the angel that she would become pregnant with the Lord Jesus, she went to visit Elizabeth.
这时候圣经告诉我们胎儿在玛利亚的里头呢欢喜跳跃。
And the Bible records that Jesus in the womb of Mary was joyous and celebrated.
所以我们就可以看见呢他们从小在肉身当中长大约翰大概找主耶稣有半年六个月的时间呢出征。
And so we see that John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus knew each other when they were young. And John the Baptist is only about 6 months older than the Lord Jesus.
所以他们在肉身的关系上彼此是应当认识的。
So according to the flesh, they should know each other.
但是在这里神给约翰一个启示。
But here, God gave John the Baptist a revelation.
启示耶稣就是神的羔羊。
And this revelation was that Jesus was the Lamb of God.
启示他就是神的儿子。
A revelation that Jesus is the Son of God.
那当我们思想到羔羊的时候
When we talk about or we consider the Lamb of God,
乃是想到他顺服了神的旨意。
We think along the terms that he was faithful to God's will.
另外一面他来成为这一位献祭的羔羊就着旧约人来到神的面前他们必须要用这一个祭物的血来洁净他们让他们可以来亲近神。
And we also think of him as that sacrifice that in the Old Testament, if they, the people wanted to come before the Lord, they'd have to cleanse themselves with the blood of the sacrificial animal.
而羔羊另外一个更深切的意思乃是表明到他的顺服能够啊成为这一个记录。
Another way to look at it is that the Lamb of God's faithfulness allowed him to become this sacrifice.
还有他的 obedience.
Yeah.
然后呢我们也看见羔羊啊在献给神的时候他是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And when this lamb is offered up to the Lord, he is perfect without blemish.
所以我们在这里看见呢当主耶稣就着肉身来说是约翰从小所认识的然而在这里他得着神的一个启示。
So we see here that John, who should know the Lord Jesus, received from God a revelation.
他就是神的羔羊他要来背负神的罪孽啊，世人的罪孽成为神旨意中对人的拯救。
It was revealed to him that the Lord Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and will be the salvation of the people.
并且呢，他是神的儿子。
And even more, he is the Son of God.
所以，神的羔羊啊，就是耶稣基督。
So the Lamb of God is the Lord Jesus.
那我们对于羔羊这个意念呢，我们需要啊从神的启示的光中来看见羔羊在神的启示的里面，他啊奖杯。
And he told us that those who seek to be first will be made last, and those who are last will be first.
这是主他自己在地上所走的道路。
And this was a path that he himself walked on.
所以啊。到了这个腓立比书保罗描述到主耶稣的时候啊，这一段话啊，我们也都很熟悉。
So in Philippians, when he speaks of the Lord's humility,
主耶稣呢，本来啊，他有神荣耀的形象。
Because although he existed in the form of God,
但是呢，他自己降卑呢，成为人的样式，并且呢，啊，成为人的样子，啊，以至于死。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of man, being found in the appearance of as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
他存心顺服呢，以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
Becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以神就将他升高啊，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
是啊，天上地上地底下，因耶稣基督的名呢，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and earth and under the earth.And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
但愿我们弟兄姊妹一起在这里勉励主的脚踪是我们跟随他的脚踪。
May we encourage each other that to follow in the footsteps of our Lord.
那我们也知道啊，圣灵啊会借着十字架的功课不断的带领我们。
And we know that the Holy Spirit will use the lesson of the cross to continuously lead us.
让我们能够跟随主的脚踪行。
We may walk in the footsteps of our Lord.
因为靠着天然人，人是没有办法走主的道路。
Just relying on our natural selves, we would not be able to walk in his footsteps.
因为他是 走的是这一条十字架的窄路。
Because he's walking this narrow path to the cross.
但是感谢神我们有主的生命，主的恩典在我们的身上，他要成就他自己荣耀的工作。
We thank the Lord that we have his resurrection life within us, and he will accomplish his glorious task that he set within us.
但是不仅仅是如此，主呢将来他要得极尊贵的荣耀。
Not only this, the Lord will one day receive this glory.
主要我们跟随他的脚中行，乃是为着预备我们所有每一位属他的儿女将来也一同与他得荣耀。
So he's walking this path so that one day all of us who follow him, all of his children will also receive this glory.
当我们去读启示录的时候，
As we read Revelations,
在启示录那里就很清楚地给我们看见。
In Revelation, it very clearly tells us, it shows us.
当约翰看到在神的宝座那里，
When John saw the throne of the Lord there,
在那里他看见这位刚刚被杀的羔羊，
He saw this lamb that was slain.
当启示录提到羔羊这一个字呢，有28、29次多。
SoRevelations records this phrase, the lamb, 27 to 28 times.
启示录所提到的羔羊不再是在前面这一位圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊来背负人的罪孽那一面而已。
And Revelation doesn't just record, the lamb as the spotless, blameless lamb who takes away the sins of man.
他并且更扩大羔羊在神永远的旨意上面那一个尊贵荣耀能力。
It expands on the Lamb of God and the glory and honor and dominion that he received.
在启示录那里提到羔羊呢，我想有一个更深的意义，乃是让我们看见主他的神性还有他的人性。
So this Lamb of God reported in Revelation shows us the Lord Jesus in his divinity and his humanity.
因为呢在那里让我们看见呢羔羊像是被杀过的，并且他有这一个乃是指着他在人性的里面，他是一个完全的人，为我们成为神的羔羊。
And so, being described as the lamb that was slain, it shows us in his human side that he was perfect.
然而，在这里又讲到有七角七眼又有神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去。
And so there was this creature with seven horns and seven eyes, with the seven spirits of God.
所以在这里乃是表明到他的神性在这一个完全的七灵里面，他到普天下去。
And so this tells us that in his divine nature, he was sent out to all the earth.
那我们知道神拯救了我们每一个人，我们信了主耶稣，有主的生命主的灵住在我们的里面。
So we know that all of us who are saved, that we have the life of the Lord, His Holy Spirit is also within us.
圣灵不仅在我们里面做工，圣灵也在全地做工。
Not only is the Holy Spirit working within us, but working in the whole world as well.
他有完全的能力，这是七角所代表的。
He has this fullness of power, which is his seven horns.
他有七眼，乃是代表着他有完全的洞察力。
He has seven eyes, which means he can see all that is happening.
并且是神完全的灵来到普天下。
And he is the fullness of the Spirit of God who has come out into the world.
那我们去看呢，基本上启示录让我们看见神在这一个整个世代所要在时间中最后成就的工作。
So this tells us that what the Lord's will to accomplish in this time.
In time. 并且呢，将来在国度在永世里面神所要做成的工作。
And what he will accomplish in the kingdom in eternity.
那羔羊就是我们的主呢，只有他配得展开神这一个书卷。
And the Lamb is the only one who is worthy to open this scroll.
那这个书卷呢，上面有这个七印。
And this scroll, this book has seven seals.
那我们知道呢，这个书卷呢，乃是代表着许多读经的弟兄们告诉我们，乃是要把这一个被撒旦所夺去的地的管理权呢，把它收回来。
I mean, seals represent the authority on earth that Satan has stolen, and the Lord will take that authority back.
这个乃是代表整个全地的地气。
So this is the dominion over the whole world.
那七印呢，我们知道在启示录里面讲到七印、七号还有七碗。
So the Bible says there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls.
这乃是表明到整个在人类的历史当中一直到最末了所要发生的所有的事情。
So it represents all the things in human history from the beginning to the end.
那主耶稣只有他配得揭开这七印，手拿这书卷。
And only the Lord Jesus is worthy of breaking these seven seals and taking this book, this scroll.
这不是指着说好像我们把一个印一个印打开而已。
It's not a saying that it's just, you know, breaking open the seal like you open a letter.
乃是借着这一个一个一个的打开，主耶稣在其中完成神所定规的每一件事情。
At breaking of each seal, Lord Jesus is accomplishing something that God has already ordained.
我们稍微来看一下，特别来到这一个世代末了，也就是在世界快要在这恩典的时代结束，并且呢，最后的七年的时候。
So let us take a moment to examine the end of this time, this period of grace, the end.
我们知道
the last 7 years.
呀，在圣经上告诉我们，在末了最后七年的时候呢，敌基督跟假先知呢，要在地上出现。
And the Bible tells us that in the last 7 years, that the Antichrist and the false prophets will appear.
并且呢，他们要跟神的选民，就是以色列人立约。
And they will establish a covenant with God's chosen people, the Israelites.
他们要在啊这个他们要保证以色列人呢他们的和平啊还有他们的这个安全。
They will proclaim the peace and security for the Israelites.
但是到了最后七年半的时候这个敌基督的呢就毁了这个约。
But in the last half of the 7 years, the Antichrist will break this covenant.
并且他要进到圣殿里面自称为神受人的敬拜。
Enter the temple to receive man's praise himself and call himself God.
这是地上所发生的事情。
These are things that will happen on earth.
并且呢那时候审判临到了全地呢啊各样的灾难国要攻打国民要攻打民这个啊瘟疫饥荒啊各种的死亡呢会非常的啊厉害在地上发生。
And in those times, there will be wars and people will fight one another and there will be disease and natural disasters and it will be very great.
神的审判呢也临到了全地。
And God's judgment will come upon the whole earth.
那这时候呢在天上我们看见啊有得胜者被提到宝座迎接主的回来。
And we see here that the overcomers will be caught up to heaven to await God's return.
并且呢在啊大灾难的末期之前呢圣徒们要被提到空中啊与主相遇接受这一个神主耶稣呢啊的基督台前的审判。
And we see that before these disasters, the believers will all be caught up to heaven to stand judgment before Lord Jesus in his great white throne.
并且呢有羔羊婚宴的日子。
And also we'll have the marriage of the Lamb.
得胜的圣徒呢可以被邀去赴羔羊的婚宴。
And those overcoming saints would be invited to this marriage supper of the Lamb.
那羔羊呢在最后的日子呢要从天率领他的得胜者一同来到地上拯救以色列人。
And in those last days, the Lamb would lead his saints to come down to earth to save the people of Israel.
因为那时候世界从北方从东方呢来的列王他们要来攻打以色列来在毁灭神的选民。
And so the in those days they will attack Israel from the east and they will attempt to destroy all of Israel.
但是主要脚踏橄榄山山要裂为两半以色列的百姓可以逃走并且主要毁灭这些列国的盟军这就是所谓的哈米吉多顿的大战。
And so, then the Lord would set foot up on the mountain, and the mountain will split in two, and the people will be able to flee from Jerusalem, and the Lord will fight them at the great battle of Armageddon.
主要在地上建立起他的千年国度。
The Lord will establish his millennium kingdom on earth.
得胜者要与主一同在地上作王掌权一千年。
The overcomers will rule with him in this kingdom for 1,000 years.
并且过完这一千年撒旦被释放出来在这一千年当中他被捆绑起来到无底坑。
And after this 1,000 years, Satan will be released from his imprisonment, because during that time he was imprisoned in the bottomless pit.
并且呢他要被扔到火湖里面去并且在那里有神这个耶稣基督 白色大宝座的审判，要审判万民。
And he'll be also thrown into the fiery lake. And then there will be this judgment before the white throne of the Lord Jesus.
最后要带进新天新地。
At the end, they will usher in the new heaven and new earth.
在新天新地里面，那里仍然描述到有神和羔羊的宝座。
And in this new heaven and new earth, there will be this throne of the Lamb.
在新圣城耶路撒冷里面没有殿。
And in the new city of Jerusalem, there will be no temple.
因为神和羔羊要成为他们的殿。
Because the Lord and His Lamb are its temple.
并且呢，在圣城没有灯，因为神的荣耀和羔羊要成为城的灯。
There will be no lamps or lights in the city because God and the Lamb will be that light.
并且在宝座，神和羔羊的宝座要流出活水，生命的水流来。
And before the throne of God, there will flow this river of the water of light.
并且他们要作王，直到永远。
And they will reign forever and ever.
我们也要与他一同，与他们一同作王。
And we will reign together with them.
所以这在神永远的旨意，从永远到永远，羔羊总是在神的启示的光中。
So from eternity past to eternity future, the Lamb is in the eye of the Lord.
神的儿子因为完成了救赎的计划，他回到父那里去，坐在父的宝座右边。
When he finished the work of salvation, the Lord Jesus returned to the right hand side of God the Father.
他不仅是神，并且他是完全的人。
Not only is he God, but he's also a perfect man.
在勇士里面，羔羊总是在这里被记载。
And in eternity, the Lamb will always be recorded.
表明这一位神心目中完全的人在神的面前。
So that before God the Father, there will always be this perfect man.
他是真神又是真人。
He is fully God and fully man.
弟兄姊妹，我们认识了这一个，我们在思想为什么圣经要我们好好殷勤的来服侍主、跟随主，乃是为着要预备我们将来与主一同作王掌权。
So why does the Bible tell us to know the Lord and follow His footsteps? It's to prepare us to be able to reign with Him.
我们看到世界这样的混乱，但是因着神在启示录里面给我们所带来的启示，羔羊必定要展开这个书卷，要完成神永远救赎的计划。
So even though we are in these turbulent times, the Lord is ready to open these seals to accomplish God's plan.
这带来给我们有何等荣耀的盼望。
And this gives us this great glorious hope.
所以在罗马书告诉我们神所预先知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
The Romans tells us, for those he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
使他的儿子在弟兄中做长子。
So that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
他所预先知道的人就招他们来。
And these whom he predestined, he also called.
他所招来的人就称他们为义。
And those he called, he also justified.
他所称为义的人就叫他们得荣耀。
And those justified he also glorified.
这就是神他心目中啊何等荣耀的计划要给我们每一位蒙恩得救的人。
And so this is his glorious plan that he has in store for all of us who have believed.
但愿在这样一个啊险恶的环境当中我们能够更多的认识认定主耶稣这一位神的羔羊。
We pray that even in these turbulent times that we will be able to more fully know and testify of our Lord Jesus.
他为着他在十字架上所成全的救赎工作我们感谢神。
For the work he accomplished upon the cross for our salvation, we give thanks to our Lord.
我们把荣耀感谢归给主归给父神。
We give glory and thanks to our Lord and God the Father.
也为着啊将来我们所要得着那一个更大的荣耀我们真是满心的敬拜和感谢。
And for that glory that we will receive, we offer up our thanksgiving and praise.
好我们就停在这里请再有一点祷告。
And so we will conclude here, let us have another word of prayer.
感谢主啊实在何等大的恩典。
Give thanks to the Lord for your great salvation.
超过我们这一般啊小小的头脑所能够明白的。
It is beyond what our small minds can understand.
你的计划是何等的纯全。
And your will is, complete.
你的旨意是何等的奇妙。
And your will is so wondrous.
我们只有低头敬拜。
We only bow our heads in praise.
但愿主啊你更多的把那个起初爱主的心从我们里面激发起来。
And may you once again restore that heart of first love that we had toward you.
还有一点点的时候让我们都能够起来快跑的跟随你。
While there's still this little time left, may we be able to stand up and run quickly after you.
让我们一生的年日都能够更多的奉献给主。
And may offer up the fullness of our lives to you.
好叫主你荣耀的心意能够成就在每一个弟兄姊妹的心中在教会中。
May your good will be accomplished among all of the brethren in the church.
好叫心腹预备整齐能够预备主早日的回来。
The bride will be prepared for the bridegroom and that you will come soon.
我们把早上这一点时间再一次献上我们的感谢。
We once again offer our thanksgiving for this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.